This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Like we do every week at this time, the Greg Hill Show and WEEI in association with the Boston Sports Apparel Company and Acro bring to you. Okay, they unveiled the Tom Brady statue. If you like it, I ain't gonna throw no shade at you. Wiggy said it looked more pudgy than sporty. He gave it about an 8 and a 7 from court. 9 out of 10 was the call from Devin McCourty. Sean wasn't impressed, but I'm nevertheless indifferent, I guess. But dude was the best. I just kinda wish they emphasized the logo on his chest. Belichick could be next, but him and Kraft are rivals. And I bet he likes tight. There's more than bronze idols. The Pats might have got the attention of some bookies, cause the O-line might be starting two rookies. Coach Vrabel gets enough respect, I bet he gonna find the right way to shuffle the deck. Preseason Pats versus Commanders, the game was like a newborn versus Homelander. The Pats got down the biz right off rip, end of the first quarter with 17-0. I'm acrobatic cause the lyrics I flip need to win me some type of rap championship. Winning it all for the Sox could be tough though, simply to make the playoffs is not enough, yo. Expectations are high, but the reason, son, is that we ready for a deep postseason run. Nothing wrong with the fans trying to boost them, especially how they played against SD in Houston. One bright spot is Roman Anthony. He in the box looking like a batting champ to be.
Oh, Jack, I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either. It just stopped. That's very bizarre. I'm playing it off the computer normally. It just stopped. I'm sorry.
We'll have. Can you play it from where it left off?
Yeah. Huh.
Turn it up.
I can't.
The best part.
I can't. I wish I could blame myself.
Oh, I know. That's the best part. Okay. All right. Well, that was acrobatic. He's always great. He joins us every single week to give us our weekly wrap up. We all got basically a little shout out in that, which is great.
Anyway.
And I love acrobatic.
He's awesome. Really nice guy. I messaged him and we messaged back. Very, very humble.
Shoot, I thought I was the only one he messaged.
Yeah.
Shucks.
Well, we had a very nice back and forth. And can I just ask a quick question before we get to Chuck here? How do the Patriots get out of this? Like, Drake has to become a leader, right? Like, they have to have, you know, they need to have Steph Diggs and people get on board. But it's like the chicken or the egg, right? Like, I don't know if Belichick's message gets through here if Bledsoe doesn't go down and they don't start winning. Like, it's this chicken or the egg where it's like, can you instill the culture? Do you have enough early success while you're building it to allow yourself the runway to develop it? Or does it fall off the rails before you even leave the station? Like, seems like an inflection point where you have an incredibly young team. You got rid of all the captains on purpose. And now the vacuum's been filled by Diggs, and he's sitting there, and he's become an issue before you even get to the second preseason game.
This is Boston sports in general. It's all four teams that we're at this point.
That's true.
Like, yeah.
The city, the sports fans had their 20-year run, which is never going to be matched, ever,
right,
by any other city, let alone this city. It was the most ridiculous run, and I can tell you because I have people and friends that aren't from here that are looking at this like, that is ridiculous, and they were so envious and so annoyed.
Yeah.
We had the 5 years. COVID kind of distracted everybody from the fall out of the 20 years of greatness that this town. Now we're at the point where it's like that question's being asked from all four teams. How are we going to not be this, not like everybody else for the next 20 years?
I also think that they need to get on the same page. Like the narrative coming out of the Patriots, they need to all have the same messaging. And that's been an issue that has been the last 3, 4, 5 years. It doesn't seem like whether it's the Crafts and the head coach and the quarterback and the receivers, like everybody seems to be disjointed instead of for 20 years, everybody had the same message. It was very short, not a long message, and that's what made it great.
But that disjointedness is normal.
Yeah.
Across the NFL, that's what's happening at 30 other teams. That's just what football, like, it, that's a normal NFL drama. That's why everyone loves it, other than gambling, is there's always a story, there's always news, there's always drama, there's always someone upset, there's always something happening, and you weren't part of that group. You were the one of two for 20 years. Now you're one of 30, like everybody else, and it's really hard to get out of. There's no answer.
No,
there's nothing that you say, this is what we need to do, and we can get there, and we can do it, and it just kind of happens. And drafting, having Tom Brady is what made it happen 25 years ago, and no one really knows what the next catalyst is.
Yep.
Well, we have the Jimmy Fund next week, 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. You got to join us bright and early on Monday morning, 6 a.m. We're going to be joined by Rob and Karen Hale. They're going to do a match that I don't think has been done before.
No.
So just be prepared for that. They are the best family around in Massachusetts. But our friend Chuck has called. We talk with Chuck, I believe, for the past couple of years, ever since I've been on the show. A dear friend, a Dana-Farber patient. Chuck, good morning.
Okay, good morning, Courtney. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, Chuck.
I'm doing all right. Hey, Chris. And it's nice to have two eagles and a razor this morning. It's it's pretty cool to have Andrew joining you. But first off, I want to say, Courtney and Chris, you guys have done an amazing job this week. Don't listen to the people that have been complaining the last couple of days. Both of you have made all of us Boston College Eagles very proud of you've done. But you know, I want to keep my annual tradition going, calling in the Friday before the telephone, because believe it or not, when I do the phone bank next week, you'd be amazed at the number of folks who say, hey, I recognize your voice from being on air with Greg and team. And believe it or not, I was recently at a funeral home at a wake, and someone came up to me and said, wait, you're Chuck, the guy that calls into the Greg Hill Show before the telephone every year. So I wanted to call in this week because it's really, really, really important. You know, I don't want to go serious, but I have to for a second. Next week's telethon is so critical to all of us because of what's happening down in D.C. You know, we're seeing cancer research funds just being decimated and plummeting. And, you know, what our El Presidente has done is basically costing close to $2.7 billion in lost research dollars. And Chris, you know the story. I mean, I'm only here because of the clinical trial that I'm in at the Dana-Farber. Believe it or not, we're approaching 10 years in my fight with renal cell cancer.
Wow.
And it's downright frightening to see what's happening from a research level down in D.C. and what it's doing. So what you and your team are going to do next week for Monday and Tuesday is critical to guys like me, because when you see what's happening to the cuts and to the funding, and when you understand that, you know, Dana-Farber is responsible for over 50% of all of the FDA-approved drugs that are out there right now because of research, because of clinical trials, there's never been a more important time for NESN and for WEEI to be stepping up and raising funds for the Dana-Farber. And again, I'm not here without research, without clinical trials, and what all of your listeners, all of the folks that watch NESN next week, you guys will all, guys and gals, will be saving lives. And it's so important based upon what's happening down in D.C. I mean, it's never a good time to be battling cancer. But more importantly, when you see what's happening with all the research cuts, it's making it even more downright scary. And it's going to cost lives long term. You know, it's going to put us back probably decades with either the delay of clinical trials, the delay of important funding. And what scares me the most is when you walk around the Dana-Farber and you see the young folks that are getting into cancer care, if we can't continue to keep them employed, you know, we're going to lose the potential pipeline of talent that's really coming. So, you know, each year I call in after being on the air with you guys now 5 years ago, believe it or not, and I want to implore all of your listeners out there, you know, please join us next week. No matter how large or how small the donation, we need it now more than ever before. We really
Chuck,
do.
And if I could just interject quickly, you know, your story so resonated with me when you were on, and what you initially, Chuck, was being treated, and it was during the pandemic, so he was with just the nurses and his mates that were also undergoing treatment, and your goal was to be able to walk your daughter down the aisle. And I think we always talk about the Jimmy Fund, and the Jimmy Fund is a one in a million place that treats children with cancer, and there's no more important cause than to help children fight cancer. But the Dana-Farber also helps people like Chuck get to be the dads for their kids and bring them down the aisle, and to see you each year and to know what was at stake and to know where you were and to see where you are now, it's truly inspiring.
Chris, I really appreciate that. Again, we've become friendly. I'm going to be in there Tuesday doing the phone bank. Hopefully we can get our annual telephone selfie.
Yes.
I have one important update. So yes, Kaylor and Jimmy get married in 2022. I'm happy to announce that come October, Liz and I will be promoted. Kaylor and Jimmy are expecting their first.
Oh, Chuck.
So, and Cordy, I remember when Dr. Schreiri and I were on 5 years ago, I told you about my checklist and making sure that we got to see the girls, you know, all graduate high school and college and get married. And, you know, believe it or not, now we're about 9 weeks out from having a new addition. We have no idea whether it's a boy or a girl, but we're all super psyched and super stacked to be out there. And I'm watching Twitch as you and I, as we have this conversation.
Please don't.
And one of the folks in there is saying that what the Dana-Farber does next week has nothing to do, the telephone has nothing to do with government funding. Guess what, Bozo? I'm in the battle right now, and whatever slashes take place on the government side have to be offset somewhere. So, you know, unless you're in my shoes, you don't know what you're talking about. And whatever we do next week from a telethon perspective offsets the cuts that are taking place. So, you know, grab a set and grow up, will you? Because you have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, Chuck. Well, Chuck, I
want to say thanks. I look forward to seeing you guys. I'll be doing the phone bank Tuesday between 8 and 10. And more importantly, just thanks so much for what you're doing. And you guys, you make a big difference. And thanks for what you've done this week. You guys have both done a great job. Liz and I had scans this morning, and I was listening to you at 6 o'clock. I thought you did a great job hyping the telethon early this morning. And I just wanted to call in and implore your donors, or implore your listeners next week. You know, please help us. Every penny counts. And I look forward to seeing you guys Tuesday morning.
Thanks so much, Chuck. So happy you're doing well. And what great news to find out that he is going to be able to cross that off his bucket list to become a grandparent.
And Curtis works for both boy and girl. So you could just...
It does.
I think it'd be a...
Chris does too, really.
Yeah.
Christine.
Chris. Christine.
Yeah.
Topher. That's what I had a tennis teacher. His name was Dick Waterfall.
Oh.
That's a great name.
And he called me Topher.
Yeah. Oh, so I like that.
If a guy named Dick Waterfall gives you a nickname, you kind of got to stick with it.
Yeah, you do.
He knows nicknames.
All right, we got to get to what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Pats had their second and final joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. Pretty big scuffle took place. Mike Vrabel once again jumped into the middle of it. The O-line had a tough day, according to those in attendance, and Drake May finished 8 of 11 in 11 on 11s, while Josh Dobbs was 11 of 17. Will Campbell had a false start in the final period, and Morgan Moses gave up a sack. It does seem like Ramondre Stevenson is dealing with some type of injury. Mike Vrabel said it's not serious, but that is why he has been sidelined during practice. The Pats will take on the Vikings tomorrow in their second preseason game out in Minnesota at 1 o'clock. The Red Sox back home tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. And Braintree took on the Southeast Regional Champs from South Carolina in the first round of the Little League World Series. They fell 13-0 and now will continue on in the elimination bracket with their next game against Richmond, Texas, tomorrow at 3.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got your Hill Notes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Closer to the weekend right now, Razor, you must be thrilled. I mean, you...
I'm excited. It's been great.
Okay, good.
Yeah, with you two, it's been great. Good to be back here.
You're a truly unique person in the media. You're good, you're kind, and you're not egotistical in any way.
Yeah.
It's like you're an alien.
Yeah, it is nice to see. Yeah.
But the things he says about Dale off the air, though.
It's crazy. It gets a bit juicy. Jeez. Yeah, you could write a book.
Those pictures he was sending you.
Dale would never.
I'm kidding.
One more time before the weekend, we should open up the Window World of Boston with Curtis.
All right. And I'd like to apologize to Acrobatic for not getting that full thing in, but he does a great job, and we are grateful for his talent. 75 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies in Boston, afternoon high, sunny, 80. Going to be gorgeous this weekend at Fenway Park. Going to be beautiful, about 65 tonight for first pitch, in the 80s tomorrow and Sunday, and then for the radio telethon Monday and Tuesday, live starting at 6 a.m. with a great matching donation from the Hale family. It will be 72 degrees and partly cloudy.
And even though I'm pretty disgusted with the Twitch chat right now with the names that they were calling our friend Chuck, we are live on Twitch every single day on Twitch and YouTube. But Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, please see my friends at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. All right, Jackson, how are the Hill notes today? Just give me a heads up. How bad are they?
Well, there was a couple of negative ones that we weeded out, but the rest are okay.
Okay.
It's a Good Friday version of our
Yeah, we don't need to weed anything out, just wanted to know how they were. All right, let's kick things off. Here are today's Hill Notes.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Go, go, darling! Oh, it's trivial bursting love! Oh, don't listen to the haters, dear. You've been wonderful. They're like children acting up for the substitute teacher. Just tune them right out, darling. You all have been wonderful, and you deserve a pat on the back and a well-deserved weekend. And ahead as the ship has stayed afloat while the captain is sunning his nubile body and enjoying countless seafood towers off. Oh, have a great show, guys. A great weekend. And please, darling, save room for me in the bed on Nantucket. Oh.
What is the best restaurant, the foofiest restaurant on the island of Nantucket? It doesn't have to be like
probably Galley Beach is
Galley
like
Beach?
That's where Greg went last
okay.
night.
Okay, let's get this menu. I want to figure this out.
I'm not
out
going
right
to Galley, but Galley's probably like the most expensive on the island.
All right, let's see. I want to play a quick game because it's been one of those days or weeks or years. All right, let's see what we have here. Let's daily bread $5. That's a pretty good deal. $89 two-course menu with a 23% service charge?
Yeah. Probably God. The cheaper option. Honestly.
That actually is. I mean, that's like a Groupon yeah. on the island of Nantucket.
But I'm gonna get some sushi tonight, Bar Yoshi, and then tomorrow I'm gonna head to Crew. I don't want to text Greg because he's on his vacation, but I do. I'm the type that like double, triple, quadruple checks if the reservation is all set, and I just don't want to get to Crew tomorrow night and be like, oh, I have a reservation, and then there's not.
So, what was the restaurant that you were all excited about? And because there was
corner a store,
and that there. In New York,
yes,
where Taylor Swift. Wow, that's how did you read my mind? Yeah, where Taylor Swift, and then you got called like you couldn't go because it was a.
I got called at 2 p.m. that day. We got bumped for some celebrity guest.
Did you say? Do you know who I am?
No, no.
Did you say?
No.
Did you see me on Friends?
No, it was like the most insane thing ever. And you're in New York City. I mean, I get that there's a million restaurants around, but it's a Saturday night, and like it was a very popular weekend to be there. So we ended up at a great spot. No matter where you go
Sparrow?
In New York, yeah, basically. But it was good.
Across from Madison Square Garden. Yeah. Yeah. Sparrow across from MSG.
New York Slice.
Beautiful. Yeah. That's it.
Coco, you nailed the group for the lead, Toto. Oddly enough, they spell it T0T0.
Nailed it. That was very good.
Courtney, my girl. Don't let Mr. O, the truck driver, get to you. He's got other problems. But you could be like those soccer hardos and say 13-0. But why would you do that? You wouldn't, because then you would stink as much as Shime does.
That's right. We're like 2 weeks away. Have you heard this? Shime is going to be an assistant soccer coach at Cambridge School of Weston for their JV team.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Probably varsity.
Does he know how much work that is?
A lot of meetings, actually.
Yeah,
he
hates meetings.
That's like, that is a daily commitment. That's going to be so much more work than he thinks it is.
For a guy who doesn't like meetings, doesn't like children, and also
hates children.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be a great coach.
Great.
I'm excited to see how he fares, but it's very interesting. The job, there's also, I believe, a job open there for like a volleyball coach.
There
so
is.
I mean, he might be a full-time employee.
Well,
by
once
the end
you
of the
get
year.
Once you start, they rope you into the next season and the next season and the next season.
I have an idea for Mondays with Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show. We have a question, coach to coach, Shime to Vrabel.
That'll be pretty good.
It is I, the man of privilege from Southie, with a huge ego, and as I stroll down to Castle Island on my way to Sully's to purchase a glizzy from Lizzie, I wonder what Tom Brady would put on it. Ketchup? No. Mustard? Nah. Avocado?
I like avocado on a sandwich.
Where's the punchline?
I don't know. The crying?
I guess.
The funny voice?
Yeah.
Jensen here. As the hunt for my new digs is in full swing, I'd like to make one last pitch to the listeners out there. So, dearest landlords, if you're listening, I am a gentleman with a fiance, several somewhat housebroken pets, a heavy vaping habit. I am, however, 2 months sober, which is excruciatingly boring. If I do fall off the wagon again, look out, old wacky neighbor Jack's out there Winnie the Pooh style with the dogs again, or wearing a Lady Brassiere or something. Proximity to Costco is a preference of mine, and a large parking lot, as well as I have a history of driving-related mishaps. Loud noise does not bother me, as I have several loud alarm clocks that go off in the wee hours of the morning and usually don't wake me up. My price range is $0 to $200 a month, and I'm quite firm on that.
Yeah, Jackson, big news this week from you is that you are 2 months sober, so we're very proud of you here on this show and your continued journey with that.
All right, yeah, let's go. Yeah, hold me accountable. That's the only reason why I told people, because I got to be held accountable. No more.
Jackson, buddy, you're doing a great job. But during your lead, I was wondering why you were so hesitant to say the guy's name. We all know you're talking about Santo.
For what?
For the fellow who fell in the shower because of his giant member.
Yeah, don't call it a comeback. I mean, right. Santo went from
I mean,
being told that, you know, he didn't have anything to, right. you know, one photo changes
right.
people's
I mean,
mind.
It really has. I mean, he's, by the way, one of the best signs in Boston, I saw it yesterday, big deck energy at Barking Crab.
Yep.
Just great advertising.
Yeah, and that's always been their logo.
Yeah, and it was a picture of Santo.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Having Razor back on reminds me of that episode where you guys lost electricity.
Oh.
And everything was going crazy and the world was ending. I'm pretty sure it was the three of you. It was an absolutely awesome episode. The conversations and topics were just hysterical. Love you guys. Great show.
That was an insane day. It is crazy, and it's almost like Ken knows something's going to go wrong, so he sends you in. But
yes,
that day in particular, you sat across and you were like, of course. Like, why is this me?
No, not one commercial break for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I would say there have been, in the last, since 2013, there have been some surreal moments that I don't remember. But that morning was in a very different way, like the morning of the Friday after the bombings, because like it was just nothing was the way it was. In one case, it was obvious there was a terrorist attack and we were looking for the people and there was this manhunt. But like you sit here, there was no internet. There was no music. We couldn't play anything off the computers. Nobody could call in. We were just like seated.
Yes.
And Ken was just like, okay. And I'm like, well, how do we know if people's radios even work? Like, does anything work?
We're in the bunker here. Like, God knows what's going on in the streets.
And then we got one phone call, and a guy wanted to berate Razor about a goalie let in 06.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Wild.
First off, great job, Courtney, Curtis, and Jackson. Don't listen to the haters. You guys are doing a great job this week. It'll be really nice to have everybody here on Monday. And people just need to stay in their own lane.
That is so true. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Right.
Truly.
That was LeVar Ball's line.
You know what's really annoying? I just got a notification. My flight just got delayed.
Oh,
today.
God.
It was originally 12:30. Now we're looking at 1:52.
Oh, that means 2:52.
Oh, no. But I will say good news when it's not a round number.
Yes, always good news there. But I'm going to get to the airport early and just try to get on an earlier flight.
No, you should say. You should say you should get upgraded because your neck thing.
The neck thing's bad.
Right.
I've said
it. Wheelchair out.
Yeah. Ask if I could have assistance through TSA.
What's your go-to at like a generic, if you're flying for, you know, you need a meal on the plane, what do you bring on when you're at Logan? What do you buy? Are you
like I buy
burrito?
Beforehand.
Like if once you get like at Terminal A,
yeah.
There's the burrito spot, there's a Friendly's, or I don't know if there's a Friendly's.
It's not there anymore, unfortunately.
There's a Sparrow with great pizza slices, there's a Italian spot. What do you bring on the, are you just like a pre-packed sandwich type thing?
Usually I'm like a snack, like a popcorn, bring it on type of flight, and like a something chocolate. But at the same time, if I've got a decent amount of time, I'm probably going to a place that I can have a glass of wine.
Yeah. Oh, so you're eating and then getting on.
Yeah,
really
like I'm usually having a sit-down meal before
getting
on. Yeah,
I like that. How about you, Razor?
Yeah, I get there as early as possible. I'm an early
airport
person.
Well, you're a
dad. Yeah,
yes. Classic
well, that
dad
too. Yeah, I am a classic old man dad with like my fanny pack and the whole thing. I like getting there early, but I also, as a dad, I need to have 4 beer before I get on the plane to start
make
my
it a
trip.
Double.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So usually I don't, the burrito on a plane, that I feel like that's just over the line. Like,
you do not
want to sit next to a person eating a burrito
on
a plane.
No, you do not.
A sandwich is fine, even a slice of pizza, but I feel like a slice of pizza is kind of greasy and is like undirty as you can get.
Yeah.
So the first travel experience I ever had with Greg Hill was to JetBlue Park. And it was literally like a week before the world ended with the pandemic or world came to an end. We came to a stop. And so we meet at Davio's at Terminal C. He's got a Louis Vuitton duffel bag with shirts popping the hell out of it.
Always.
Sending back a sauce because it broke. Not kidding. Then we land, whatever. We're flying home. He orders food a la carte. On JetBlue, I literally had never seen anybody do it. Chips and salsa on a plane. And I'm like, this guy probably has people buried in his basement. Like, what type of a lunatic?
And probably wearing flip-flops.
He was wearing flip-flops and a white t-shirt. It was the straight, I was like, I don't even know what to do with this person.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, the best thing to bring on a flight is like a little thing of French fries. If you're going to bring like a hot meal. But I'm with you, because burrito also, you got to wonder if they're going to be tooting the entire
100%.
Way.
100%. It's
not
stinky.
Good. Well, with Greg, that's redundant. I mean, everything.
That's true.
Good morning, guys. I love you all so very much. I listen every single day. Always have. Always will. Screw the haters. Phenomenal show this week.
Thank you so much. Very, very nice.
Very,
Top three moments of the show this week on The Greg Hill Show. Coming in at number three, Notorious Thugs Rejoin. What a banger. Number two, Jackson not having the weather window button ready to go, causing a nice 10 seconds of dead air. And number one, Jackson again, pressing the emergency top five, number three button at the end of the show on Wednesday. Had me dying. You guys are the greatest. Love you.
Yeah, see, I'm a comedian. I did it on purpose. Yeah,
yeah. That's it.
Hey, Courtney, I just wanted to tell you that you did great all week. All you guys did great all week, being short-staffed. And don't worry about that guy from earlier. Pretty sure he slept with women.
Am I the only person that says a score sometimes, like 13-0?
You do, but it's part of your charm. I mean...
I've always done it.
It's...
13-0 sounds so like...
So I didn't want to...
nothing.
Yeah.
I make a million mistakes. We all know them. They're documented. There's something you say that I have never corrected you on, and I don't know how to correct you on it.
Okay.
When something happens out of the blue, it's all of a sudden.
Somebody sent me this in a message yesterday as well.
It's not all of the sudden.
I know.
But I just didn't want, I didn't know how to bring it up because you've been doing, you do an amazing job. I think you shine. You've been spectacular all week. You've made my life much easier.
Thank you.
Made it a breeze. I didn't want to be rude, but I also was like, I don't know how to bring it up. It's like when somebody says the wrong name forever, do you correct them?
Yeah, you got to go with it.
Yeah, it's like how Wiggy says hors d'oeuvres. He knows that it's hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
But he always says it. I know that it's all of a sudden.
Okay.
I just, it's what comes out of my mouth.
Perfect. As long as we have that on the table, good.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
This is for Curtis. If I was betting on the Patriots this weekend, do I take the Pats or the Vikings?
Ooh.
Appreciate the help, and have a great weekend.
Well, college is really my expertise. But
you don't miss in college, really.
I do not. Well, I did miss when I was in college, but let's see. NFL, let's see. What's the line? This has got to be Degenerate Central.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no, that's exactly
betting on
what
preseason?
I was thinking.
Patriots are 2-point favorites. Boy, oh boy. I would bet the Patriots first half, whatever it is, because I have no idea what the second half, but I would take the Patriots -2 in the first half.
Okay, that's a good one. And you already have your lock for the first week of college football?
Yep. Ohio State Texas +2.5 in the over against Ohio State. Noon, Fox Saturday kickoff at noon. The greatest invention, the best game at noon, spectacular.
Yep.
Yeah, college football.
Hey, you guys crushed it this week. Can't wait for next week. Jimmy Fund's going to be an awesome, awesome week.
Thank you. Yes, Jimmy Fun, always great. What we should have had is had Greg leave a Hill note. That would have been good. Next time.
That'll do it for Hill Notes.
All right, that's Hill Notes. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman.
Coleman!
It's electric!
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Dodged the Hill Notes. I'm pretty happy with that.
You didn't get any negative ones.
I could have.
Our ones yesterday were basically like Curtis right. and Courtney suck. Right. Courtney and Curtis suck.
Somebody delivered. A guy literally sure. showed up and did a live Hill Note giving me Jim.
Yeah. They were like, when's Greg coming back? The salivating. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll say our goodbyes as we get ready for another beautiful Boston weekend.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it's about that time. We are about to say goodbye. Celtics, I almost said. Red Sox. Back in action tonight. They've got 7:10 first pitch with Lucas Giolito taking the mound. The Marlins are in town, and the Pats will have their second preseason game tomorrow, 1 p.m. start in Minnesota against the Vikings. Should be an interesting one. Should be interesting to see what Mike Vrabel does when it comes to Steph Diggs. Ramondre Stevenson seems to continue to be out. He's dealing with an injury that's not serious, which is good, but I wonder what that... I'll be interested to hear from Shime on Monday when it comes to the fact that it is an injury with Ramondre, if that means Gibson may be the one on the out.
Yeah, I am... It'll be... This weekend just got really interesting. I don't think we're going to see Diggs tomorrow. I think, Razor, you're right. Like, that would be one way to try and get ahead of this, because he's definitely not going to play a week from now. Nobody's going to play in the final preseason game. So, I mean, you're looking at 3 weeks from now until, right? So 2 weeks till college football, 3 weeks to the NFL. 3 weeks from tonight, you got the Chiefs on Friday Night Football. Mm. Taylor Swift on Amazon.
Yep.
Stop talking about it. but it's crazy how overnight this turned into a huge story.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the plan's going to be and how they're going to address it, but Diggs is not going to play tomorrow, and it's going to be the number one story taking us all the way till
week. With Karen Garigian's latest article, I'm sure Jones and Keefe are going to talk about that all afternoon with you. Should we have security in here for when you and Jones and Keefe pass each other? Have you guys squashed that beef when it came to the Brad and pasta thing? Rich and I try really hard for Rich to like me again. I don't know if I'll ever get him fully back on board with me, but...
No, I hadn't even... thought about them.
Oh, okay. Once. Well, they'll be walking in here in about 10 minutes.
I'll be okay.
Yeah, okay. If you need any backup, I'm your girl.
You.
Yeah. Hold my hoops.
Foxhole guy. It'll be this weekend. I guess Christian Arcand said he would pee his pants if the Red Sox didn't take 2-3 over the Marlins. So maybe root for the Marlins this weekend.
He'll do it on air?
I guess. I mean,
do it Monday or Tuesday for donations.
For the Jimmy Fund.
You gotta
I wonder what we could get for, like, me in a dunk tank. Like, or, like...
A lot.
Like, I don't know. Like, we could get... I can't be, like, Robin Karen Hale and donate what they can. But, you know, maybe we could figure something.
But if you presented to Sam Kennedy to put you in a dunk tank for the Jimmy Fund, I think he would make sure to have that ready and available for you to sit there for the whole 4 hours.
Crochet throwing fastballs at you. Yeah.
Can I get Roman Anthony money for that?
Probably.
Bring Pedro out.
But it'll be, I was just talking to Ken. Ken is just, Ken does a lot.
Yes.
And then with the radio telethon, it's an entire job unto itself, and he does it quietly. He doesn't, what is it? Work brag?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Stress brag. And so he's put the whole thing together.
Brag's a thing.
Big thing these days.
Yeah, Shime drives me crazy.
Shime, massive stress bragger.
Of course, like no one else is busy. No one else is tired.
I'm working all weekend.
That's a great quote. I like that.
Yeah.
The people that tell you how hard they're working are working the least.
Yeah, of course they are.
It's that case of every single... It's also so rude to the person you're talking to because you think that their time is less valuable.
You're so much more... you're so condescending and you're just so arrogant that no one else is trying and working at life.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you wouldn't get it.
Right.
That's right.
So anyway, Ken does a great job. But now I thought of a question for you. Who is the worst teammate you ever had?
Oh...
Jesus.
No.
If you don't have to answer, you don't want to, but.
Yeah, no, no. There's not.
Like, I have several worse teammates. They're all tied. I think you can figure them out.
I'm not. Yeah, it doesn't do me any favors to say. There's like one guy, and he wasn't even really a bad guy. He was just a bad teammate. Like, a guy you couldn't count on. He was lazy and, like, didn't care and probably had some mental issues, I guess, looking back on it, but. It doesn't do me. I'm not
Andy Moog.
Say it. No, yeah, no. Nobody. No, the guy did not play in Boston. He played. No. It was when I was in Denver.
How about best teammate?
Oh, there's lots of those guys. Best teammate. I mean, Skills, he's one of my best. Hal Gill is one of my best friends. So I always go to
Hal
Skillsy.
Gill. Hal, oh, he took a beating on the radio.
Oh, yeah. He got smoked here. Yeah, absolutely. They couldn't get him out.
Pete Shepard hated Hal Gill.
A great Boston product. A kid who
tall,
just, like,
not tough.
Tall,
all
not the worst. Like, the nothing he could do about any of that and just got smoked as the Boston boy. He's one of my best friends.
What about best coach?
Best coach, Alain Vigneault in Vancouver.
Very interesting. He's headed to Canada today. We got through the whole
tomorrow,
show.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. We got through the whole show. Had a million stories about Canada. Razor kept very quiet that he has to drive to Canada tomorrow.
Driving to Canada. Tomorrow, so there and back, too. That's the worst part. So I've got three, like, there and back. Saturday, drive to Canada. Drive back Sunday morning. And then drive back up there Thursday. I got to drop my kid off up there for hockey.
You're driving up to Canada today.
Tomorrow.
Or tomorrow, then yeah. Back Sunday morning. Yeah. How long's the drive? 8 hours?
6.5, 7, yeah.
Holy, you have a good podcast? Hell. Like, what do you listen to for that entire time?
Ken and Curtis? No. Well, I will listen to that on Saturday morning. I do enjoy that. And then golf. I love listening to SiriusXM Golf.
On drugs?
Yeah,
no,
I would fall asleep.
It's so soothing and relaxing, and I can visualize the holes and the golf shots and the whole
Razor,
thing.
Razor, that
it.
Is the scariest thing I have ever heard.
That's
I have
the
never
most goalie
heard somebody
thing
who said they like listening
yeah.
to
so
golf.
So Saturday afternoon, I've got third round BMW, yep. And then Sunday morning, if they tee off early enough, I'll get the, yeah.
Oh my God, I need like a murder book on tape that like has me
no.
just completely
No,
enthralled.
I don't want to think. I want to just, I. It's peace. That's like my me time. Peacefulness.
Wow.
Are you plotting a murder?
Yeah.
Not yet.
And will your son listen to that the whole way there?
Oh, he'll be on his phone 90% of the time. He'll sleep the other 10.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
my
nice.
God. Is this because of the Air Canada thing, or you would be driving back and
no,
forth?
No, it's always here? Easier to drive. But Air Canada always is late, notoriously, from here. It's just But the problem is my hometown's 2 hours from the airport, so if I fly to Toronto, then I have to get a ride or a train or whatever. It's just easier to drive.
Well, if anybody works at JetBlue at Logan, please help me once I get there, because I'm going to run home, grab my stuff, and then head over
that
there.
That is
early.
Your best bet, to literally get there and just hang out.
Well, Curtis
start
and I
your
talk
vacation anyway.
Yeah, Curtis and I talk about this all the time, where living in Southie, we take it for granted. It literally, from my front door through TSA pre-check, can be 11 minutes.
TSA pre-check is right now isn't that good.
No, it's not.
You can end up TSA pre-check and be a longer line than the other line.
Yeah, do you have like clear or the other stuff?
No, just TSA pre-check.
I need to get global entry.
I have global entry.
Yeah, Sandra keeps leaving
But the
me.
Problem is my kids don't have global entry. So when we came back from our trip a couple weeks ago, we still have to sit in the normal line.
Yeah.
And my wife threatens them all the time that she's going to go on her own.
Well, if I were your wife, I'd be nice, because you're listening to golf.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And I got
she
you know what?
Nice.
There you go. You hear that Razor's wife was threatening the kids. Everybody got mad at me because I took a Comfort Plus upgrade and left Santo back in coach.
Oh, my wife does that all the time.
Thank you.
She sits in first class. She's sat in first class so many more times than I have.
Thank you.
And the kids. Certainly.
Love that. Yes. Right. Thank you so much for being here
thank
today,
you
Razor.
Razor.
You made today's just so delightful.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks,
and
bud.
I stayed off the field notes.
Safe travels.
Weekend.
Yeah, safe
and
travels.
I'll see you on Tuesday.
Okay, we'll see you at the Jimmy
I'm
Fun
on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Jimmy Fun, join us 6 a.m. Rob and Karen Hale will have a big announcement at 6 a.m. Monday, and Tuesday is the Jimmy Fun. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. Thanks.
Great job, Courtney.
Yep.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.